This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. An all-party meeting is taking place in New Delhi in the wake of Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, the leaders of different political parties are expected to be briefed by the government on the operation. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor and expressed pride at armed forces' action against terrorists. The opposition had earlier extended its support for any action that the government takes in the aftermath of Pahalgam terror attack. After the success of Operation Sindoor on the night of 7th of May, the Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said the Pakistan Army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite the Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri and Akhnoor areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, and the Indian Army responded promptly and proportionately. Yesterday, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh had said that India has exercised its right to respond by conducting Operation Sindoor, and the action was initiated in a very thoughtful and measured manner.
भारत ने अपनी सरजमी पर हुए हमले का जवाब देने के लिए अपने राइट टू रेस्पॉन्ड का इस्तेमाल किया है और हमारी यह कार्रवाई बेहद सोच समझकर सहे हुए तरीके से की गई है. आतंकियों के हौसले पस्त करने के उद्देश्य से यह कार्रवाई महज उनके कैंप्स और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर तक ही सीमित रखी गई है.
The government has said that the Pakistan-based handles are spreading old videos falsely alleging strikes on military base in Amritsar. According to the fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau, the video being shared is from a wildfire from 2024. It has asked the citizens to avoid sharing unverified information and rely only on official sources from the government for accurate information. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the Lieutenant Governors and Chief Ministers of border states adjoining Pakistan and Nepal to keep strict vigil on anti-national propaganda by unwanted elements in social and other media platforms. Mr. Shah, while chairing a security review meeting in New Delhi, also directed them to take prompt action in coordination with the state governments and central agencies. In Uttarakhand, a helicopter crashed this morning in the Ganganani area of Uttarkashi district. According to sources, there were 7 people on board, including the pilot. 5 persons on board are feared dead. A rescue operation is being carried out by the administration. The helicopter was on a flight from Sahastradhara helipad in Dehradun to Kharsali helipad. Foreign Affairs Minister of Iran, Dr. Abbas Araghchi, has arrived in New Delhi on a 2-day visit to India. Sharing a social media post, spokesperson of the External Affairs Ministry, Randhir Jaiswal, said it is an opportunity to review and enhance bilateral cooperation on the 75th anniversary of the India-Iran Friendship Treaty. Dr. Araghchi will co-chair the 20th Joint Commission meeting between India and Iran. The Quad partners, Australia, India, Japan and the United States, convened at the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies in Honolulu, Hawaii, from the 28th of April to 2nd of this month for a tabletop exercise, a simulation to launch the Quad Indo-Pacific Logistics Network. Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement today, said this is an initiative that enables Quad partners to leverage shared logistics capabilities in the Indo-Pacific to support civilian response to natural disasters more rapidly and efficiently across the region. At least 14 Pakistani Army personnel were killed in 2 separate attacks in Balochistan, underscoring the intensifying insurgency in the troubled province. In the first incident, a remote-controlled IED attack targeted a military convoy in the Shorkhand area of March in Wolan district. The powerful explosion reportedly killed all 12 soldiers aboard, including 2 special operations commanders. And in IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will face Delhi Capitals at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dhamsala this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated hosts Kolkata Knight Riders by 2 wickets in a last-over thriller at Eden Gardens. And that is the end of this news bulletin.